Alaska Extension.
A new custom service rate report for livestock production has been released by UNL Center for Ag Profitability. The report covers 26 custom livestock production operations, and Extension educator Glennis McClure talks about key elements in the report on today's almanac.
We've gathered some data and we've put together a report to help folks with just general information. I always tell people that our custom rates information is really to be used as a guide. It's really not something that someone should pick up, say, oh, I absolutely, this is what I have to pay somebody to do these services, or this is actually what I have to charge. Because we know that in our surveys, we get ranges, we get different, somebody might want to charge $10 for something while someone else is charging $5, okay? Mm-hmm. But again, as what we do with our teaching here and with, you know, figuring out management kinds of things is that you really need to know your cost. So what is your time worth? You know, what does it cost you to drive somewhere and to provide these services? Do you have equipment? Is that equipment being depreciated? All those kinds of things. What are those costs involved in that? So to take all that in consideration, this is really a guide where you might see, I call it maybe a market rate study. So we can, we want to know what certain things, prices are and so on. And so again, this is just, an example of that as we focus on services related to the livestock industry. Again, when it was new back in 2023, we actually just, we talked to some industry folks, we talked to some producers, we definitely relied a lot on our livestock educators to sort of design the survey and like what are the key things that folks get questions about. So, University of Nebraska Extension, we get calls from producers, we get calls from people that are providing services. And, this helps us with information to say, hey, here's some data, here's a report that shows what some of these services, what some folks may be charging or what some folks may be paying. So again, we took time to develop all of that when we did the 2023 survey. This year, we had some tweaks to it. And again, a lot of that came from the folks that work in the industry, primarily a lot of our livestock educators and so on. Just some minor tweaks really to it. There were a few questions we didn't ask. But anyway, the types of categories, if you will, that we include in the survey is we've got, custom land and pasture maintenance types of things, fencing and trenching and for all of that. And then, common custom services per species. So like, processing cattle, hogs, poultry, sheep. Those were questions that were asked. Now, we didn't always get the responses that we can include in our report because, again, we need to have a certain number of, at least three responses that are, within range. We don't want somebody, a real outlier, right. Let's say if somebody, the general average or the general range is, $5 to $10 and somebody's put $30. I mean, that's kind of an outlier, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. So we do actually clean that data a bit. But anyway, hauling livestock, custom feed preparation, haying and baling, equipment rentals, and manure, pumping, hauling, and application. So those are the key areas that we focused on as we developed the questions for the survey and those things that are in the report when, again, we have enough responses.
Today's program was a portion of an interview from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.